Blood mania rips the screams right out of your throat. A terrifying film experience that explores the twisted souls of insanity.
Blood mania.
A treacherous journey inside a nightmare of passion and fear. Blood mania is a love affair with horror. Crown International release, rated R.
See is what you get with Females for Hire. It's all here. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire with Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Oh, the queen bee is the queen of love. She's born before her sister. She leaves them all and then she flies away before they've missed her. She spins away up in the sky and like a woman seems to say, once I find my true love, I can kill a new love every day. I have a queen bee for my lover, and for her caresses I would die. And like a queen bee, she'll leave my love someday. Oh,
They're beautiful, they're warm, and they're willing. But where have they gone? Find out what happens to pretty girls who disappear one day only to wake up the next in the world's wildest hellhole of bizarre cruelty. Island of Lost Girls. Don't miss Island of Lost Girls, an exciting experience in a world of stimulating entertainment, teamed with Nice Girl, the story of a cute girl next door who decided she would rather misbehave than lead a dull life. And misbehave she does, going from one man to another looking for the perfect lover. Starring Bobby Benton, the darling of Playboy magazine and country music. It's all in one super show. Island of Lost Girls plus Nice Girls, starring Bobby Benton. Both in color and rated R for adults.
They began in the water, dark, gliding shapes that violate every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women. Not for killing, for mating. Humanoids from the deep, starring Doug McClure, Ann Terkel, and Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the deep. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
People, Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular. was a teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf, fantastic, bewildering, a motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time. I was a teenage werewolf.
Brutal killers kidnap six pretty young nurses. The girls must do anything to escape with their lives. Nurses for Sale. It's a story right out of today's violent, passionate, and shocking headlines. Young girls held for ransom by cruel captors, grabbed right from a hospital's medical field team, and forced to endure savage humiliations at the hands of human animals. Nurses for Sale. Living a life of captivity, without food, without comfort, without love, these girls are forced to find affection any way they can with the closest human companion. The results are both savage and wild. It's all there. The pretty girls, the compromising situations, and the action-packed climax in Nurses for Sale. Don't miss Nurses for Sale, in color, rated R for adults, from Independent International.
Jungle of mankind, man keep a looking till he find woman dressed in fancy clothes, painted lips, powdered nose. Man never wait, he move right then, stalk in the she-wolf to her den. When he get her nice and tame, man go hunt for wilder game.
Safari, safari, man is always on safari.
But he no like to marry,
'cause man is always on safari.
Man hunt a pigeon and also quail, he hunt anything female. Every evening when lights are dim, a male instinct come over him. Man just want to get feet wet, can't find blonde, okay, take brunette. All night long he promise love, the next day she victim of
safari, safari. Man is always on safari.
But he no like to marry,
'cause man is always on safari.
Woman, she cook for just one man. She very big with the frying pan. Male appetite not satisfied, he like dish on the side. Woman, she know when man tell lie. She see the lipstick on his tie. When he claim he work till dawn, woman know that he been on
safari.
Man is always on safari.
Safari. Safari.
A world famous scientist, greatest living master of the occult, has mysteriously vanished. In his place, a huge and fearsome prehistoric monster suddenly appears. What happened to Dr. Waterman? Only one man, last to see him alive, knows. And now he finds himself in deadly peril. The weird, the unbelievable, the supernatural come alive before your very eyes in Equinox. The invisible barrier between good and evil, between light and the forces of darkness. What is the secret of the thousand-year-old book? See four teenage boys and girls fight a devil cult for their lives, their sanity, their eternal souls in Equinox. In supernatural color. Equinox.
Blood-spilling, bone-chilling, towering terrors in one twin thrill show. The Crawling Thing. As clutching terror reaches toward you, the scream you hear will be your own. It's too awesome to describe, too terrifying to escape, too powerful to stop. The Crawling Thing. Plus, from another world, the creature of evil. Half man, half monster, but all horror. Feel your throat grow tight with terror. Watch. Listen. Shudder. Die. The creature of evil. Can you stand to see the most gruesome twosome ever made? The Crawling Thing and the Creature of Evil. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
Ringo, Ringo, Ringo.
What is it, this head that lives without a body? A monstrous thing that enslaves every woman, destroys every man who stares into its eyes. The thing that couldn't die.
Jack the Ripper, she bloodier than Bluebeard. No one is safe in The Teenage Psycho Meets Bloody Mary, filmed in sensational Bloody Vision. Movie monsters come alive and go into the audience. You are suddenly surrounded by monsters. You become a party to the horror in The Teenage Psycho Meets Bloody Mary, starring Cash Flagg in bloody color.
Give me rhythm or blues. You say you want me only, and you drive me wild. But then when I hear you're cheating on me, I get to crying like a hungry child. You give me rhythm or blues. Rhythm or the blues. No dragon with you, baby. You give me rhythm or blues. Think my heart's too soft. Well, I'm tired of love and on a seesaw. You better change or I'll be getting off. But you give me rhythm or blues. Rhythm or blues. Hey, the beat with you. either swinging or dragging with you, baby. You give me rhythm or blues. Oh yeah, baby. You give me rhythm, and baby, you give me blues. But baby, I want you. I want you. Whether you give me rhythm or whether you give me blues.
This is Howard Scott on the scene for TV 12. We're at the Bijou Theater, where it's been reported that a man has gone berserk while watching a double feature horror program. The police are trying to subdue the man now. In fact, here they come. What happened inside?
Yeah, we got a 1040. He's gone berserk. Gotta be just beat him.
Could you tell me what happened inside?
Is this TV?
Channel 12. The film frightened him that badly.
Oh, yeah, it was a scary movie. Ah! I mean, he flipped out just when the girl took the axe and started to...
Oh, Harry, it was when the guy took the razor and cut
you, sir. Excuse me, what did you think of what happened inside? Sir, did you like the movie?
I'm gonna see it again.
I have here the little item passed out by the management to remind you that if you can't take frenzy of blood, that you better not come.
A double explosion of bloody terror, blood-spattered bride, and I dismember mama. Rated R.
Shock, three times the fright, three times the chills in the three spine tinglers that are coming your way now. You'll meet creatures who rise from the crypt in blood of ghastly horror. See the devil's exorcist in Naked Evil and watch inhuman ape creatures carry off pretty young women in Gorilla Gang. Over 4 hours of fright, are you really ready for it? Don't miss the big triple terror show. All color, rated R for adults.
We'll be right back. phantasm? Is it a nightmare? Is it alive? Whatever it is, if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. Phantasm. Rated R. 17, not admitted without parent.
In the city. Fiend for Flesh is definitely an adult motion picture that is like no other motion picture ever made. If you have a young child or impressionable teenager, do not allow him to see this motion picture. If you love the weird, you will never forget Fiend for Flesh. See inhuman bloodlust. See beautiful girls violated. Fiend, the cold, naked chill of a dreadful death. See uncensored lifetime scenes from the nightmares of a weirdo. You will never see in a lifetime all that you will see in Fiend for Flesh. Plus, Road Rebels. Here comes trouble. Booze, babes, and bad guys hit the road in Road Rebels. What makes bad kids bad? What makes them do the things they do? See Road Rebels. It makes Thunder Road look like a Sunday school picnic. Fiend for Flesh and Road Rebels.
Hot rods that were ever raced in years. You could hear them burning rubber as they shifted through the gears. They must have lost their senses in their trail of smoke and flame, cause you had to be a maniac to play that crazy game. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler chicken! The couples could be heard above the roar as they headed toward each other with their pedals to the floor. The one that held it showed that he was not afraid to die, and the one that turned aside would hear the winning couples cry. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler chicken! They knew they'd all be losers if they ever had a tie, but the closer they could make it seem, the louder they would cry. The kicks were always greatest when they had the closest shape, and the voices coming back were like an echo from the grave. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler chicken. And then one night it happened, cause the devil devil had his way. He was clicking off the seconds that were left for them to play. There might have been a winner, but they had no way to tell. For the couples all were dead and there was no one left to yell. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken!
The manhandlers. When the mob muscles in on the massage parlors, the girls rub them down, then rub them out. Soft chicks and hard guys, lusting for a piece of the action. The manhandlers. The torrid touch of tingled fingers drives men to a frenzy of naked desire. Massage parlor mouths hold you in the grip of vice, skirting disaster, flirting with fate, dancing with death. Dangerous dolls take on the whole gang. Machine gun mamas, blasting the underworld with a hot shower of lead. The manhandlers, the massage parlor racket laid bare. The dens of desire spread to reveal a thousand thrills. He wields a .45, she carries a pair of .38s. The vice squad busts in, the girls bust out. More guts than the Godfather, the manhandlers. Wait till they get their hands on you. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
In the tradition of Russ Meyer, the screen explodes in a potent, virile explosion of sheer sexual energy. Only recent court decisions, coupled with the brilliance of an international director, make this film possible. From the withering cesspool of modern minds, an observation of the great society without morals. People in a hurry, traveling a road that goes nowhere. People caught in the mirror of self-truth. A solid cinematic realization. Man and woman, loving, hating, using. A slice of unleashed hate and violence. Don Davison's masterpiece of sin and sexual passion. Obscenity, Obscenity, a tale of rampant desires and unfulfillment, told with a candor that seduces the senses and erupts on the screen in a culmination of desires and passions that make this the supreme film. Obscenity, Obscenity, the first motion picture that gives you more than it promises. No one under 18 will be admitted with or without their parents. Obscenity, Obscenity. You don't see it. You feel it.
I see the look on all the faces that gather around and take their places. Hear them say I'd give the world just to touch the go-go girl. Tonight the lights on the go-go stand, directed to lure the weakness in man. You dance your go-go to make them drink and hold control over what they think. My heart and eyes are all at sea, the way the go-go tortures me. Each night you go to join the world, so I just follow my go-go girl. I see the look on all the faces that gather around and take their places. Hear them say I'd kill the world just to touch the go-go girl. I've seen the dance so many times to keep a close watch on what is mine. But should I take my eyes off you, I can't help wonder what you do. My heart is jealous and my eyes are keen as you portray the go-go queen. If I could, I would give the world to have it. Give me my go-go girl. I see the look on all the faces that gather around and take their places. Hear them say I'd give the world
just to touch the go-go girl. Just to touch the go-go girl.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet. Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls who put the high in high school and the last in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies. Revenge of the Cheerleaders, rated R.
Schoolgirls is an X-rated film based on actual inquiries into the secret life of teenage girls. The Schoolgirls will open and close the eyes of all parents.
I'm no longer a child, Dr. Fox. In fact, you haven't yet grasped. I'm 18 years old now, and I live in the 20th century, and what I've done is purely my concern.
Witness the new morality in the revealing and shocking motion picture, The Schoolgirls, rated X from Fine Films.
Thank you.
Are you just teasing? I love you so. Can't let you go. Can't let you go. I can't let you go.
A love psycho goes berserk in Women and Bloody Terror. Remember, you can only die once in Night of Bloody Horror. Women and Bloody Terror and Night of Bloody Horror, two blood-chilling shockers on the same screen. Producers guarantee $2,000 cash to your family if you die of fright while watching Women and Bloody Terror and Night of Bloody Horror. Together, the pair everyone is talking about. Can you stand twice the shock? Women and Bloody Terror and Night of Bloody Horror. Don't go alone. She didn't know how to turn him off.
No. We're not going to hurt you. We like you a lot.
Bleep. A love story. Maybe partly.
But you didn't send me to jail, maybe partly.
But you didn't do what you did, maybe partly either.
Bleep. A love story. Maybe partly.
Hey, look what Steve-O's got. How does she look up close?
Better.
Bleep. Starring Rene Aubergenois, Elsa Cardenas, Peter Brown, and Joanne Harris as Maddie Miller.
Every person has a right to be left alone.
Bleep. A love story. Maybe partly. Bleep. From 4-Star Excelsior Releasing Company. Rated R.
Yeah.
Good guys wear 'em, and so can you.
Say, babies, get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out, it's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in, be in. Wear it to be ins, wear it to love ins, wear it to turn ins. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals. Made of the finest organic plastic, this item will never become obsolete. Kids, get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings. Wear your helmets to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to Dad's old one. Guaranteed complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey kids, get up tight with your out of sight Nazi helmet today.
Good guys wear 'em, and so can you.
Beware the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Thank you. here comes the lunar fluter from the moon. He's bound to get you with his lunar tune. He'll drive you frantic, rock you through and through. The lunar fluter makes you loony too. They don't want no more shooting things at them. If we don't stop it, they'll send some more like him. At Cape Canaveral, the lunar's been around. The experts, they're digging in the ground. Comes the lunar fluter from the moon. He's bound to get you with his lunar tune. The lunar fluter will quickly drive you mad. Looks to me like things are looking bad. They don't want no more shooting things at them. If we don't stop it,
we'll send some more like him.
Not one, they'll send a thousand soon. Loony lunar fluters from the moon. Of loony lunar fluters from the moon. Of loony lunar fluters from the moon.
The Three Dimensions of Greta, a motion picture to stir your senses to flights of erotic fantasy, filmed in revealing, eye-catching three dimension.
I'm Greta. Some men call me angel, some call me devil, but they all keep coming around.
You've never met a girl like Greta. Beautiful, sensual, cruel, tender, all woman. She will drag you to the depths of corruption.
Greta. I'm Greta. Come swing with me. 3D.
The Three Dimensions of Greta. The startling revelations of a jet-set playgirl who lived only for pleasure. The Three Dimensions of Greta.
Rated R. Naturally.
The music that you're hearing is the sound of the teens. It's uptight with pretense. Because it knows what it means. What I've learned from my life spent with teens and their songs is when they ask what's right, we just tell them what's wrong. Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens, we can't understand what our teenager means. All we do is give thanks that it isn't our child when we read the scare headline that some kids have gone wild. Selling grass in schoolyards, blame it on the kids. Unwed mothers from broken homes, blame it on the kids. Riot at the draft board, blame it on the kids. Old drunk beats his wife up. Why not? Blame it on his kids. Blame the kids for acid. Blame the kids for pot. Define the word disaster? Some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips and for dropping out and turning on and on. And on, and on. Blame the kids. Why not? Blame the kids. Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know. You couldn't really call them bad because it isn't so. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded, double session, too few teachers plan. They fall in love and out of love and into love again. Swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth is gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you and I. They scare us with their questions, with what they want to know. Our answers aren't gospel just because we say it's so. They know the mess we made of things, and how can we deny it? They search for their solution, though they know we'll never try it. They're not afraid to protest. Free speech begs they should. When they shout that war is bad, and we shout, no, it's good, we cry unpatriotic. And then, as if to make us fools, they go and fight and die and leave young blood in foreign pools. And those who live come back to us, forgiving and unbowed. Embrace your sons and daughters now. America, be proud.
Somewhere the sun shines, somewhere the birds sing the glories of a new dawn, somewhere sanity reigns. But here, here the norm is madness. Asylum of the Insane, filmed in Horoscope. See the thrilling scenes in 3D, real three-dimensional terror that jumps off the screen and into your lap. Rated GP, you must see it from the beginning. No one will be admitted during the last 14 minutes. Asylum of the Insane, Asylum of the Insane, Asylum of the Insane. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
What are you, some kind of nut? Bop, bop, ding, ding, dong, 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 ding, dong. You, what are you, some kind of nut? Bop, bop, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong. Ding-de-dong, 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 ding-de-bing, bing-de-bong, 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 bing-de-bong. Hey-o, what are you, some kind of cuckoo?
No, I'm musical notes to you.
A musical note?
I made a record.
You did?
Yes, sir.
What are you?
I'm background music.
Background? I think you're a nut.
Yes, sir, background music. Ding de ding de dong de ding de dong de ding de dong de ding de bong de ping 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 de bong de bong de bong de bong de bong de ping de bong de ping de bong de ping de bong de bong.
Hey you, what are you, some kind of nut?
No, I ain't no kind of nut.
What are you?
I ain't no nut.
Well, then what are you? What are you, some kind of nut?
No, I'm no nut. A ring-a-ding-a-dong-a-ding-a-dong-a-ding-a-bong-a-ding-a-bong. Don't you think?